And then there's a database. There are a number of databases, but this is one at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And I think they have a nice description of what you do in molecular spectroscopy. So it says, molecular spectroscopy is the study of absorption of light by molecules. In the gas phase at low pressures, molecules exhibit narrow lines, which are very characteristic to the molecule.
So you need them at low pressures in the gas phase, because then you can describe the molecule as an isolated object, and you can write down the Hamiltonian of it. If you take those same molecules and put them in a crystal, then you need to write the Schrödinger equation for the whole crystal, so they couple with each other. But if it's a gas at low pressure, they're isolated, and you only have to solve for the isolated molecule. And these absorption lines are very characteristic for the molecule. It also tells you things about the temperature and pressure of the environment. The temperature, because the higher the temperature, the more likely those higher electronic states are occupied.
At shorter wavelengths, similar lines are quantized due to vibration. So the first ones are due to the electronic excitations. And then at longer wavelengths, the shorter wavelengths?
No, okay. So the long wavelengths are low energy, so the rotation should be the longer wavelengths. The vibrations are in between, and the electronic excitations have the shortest wavelengths and the highest energies. But then it says the precise frequencies of these lines can be fit to a quantum mechanical model, and you can use this to see what gas you're looking at. And this, because it's so characteristic for the molecule, you can use it to detect molecules either in the Earth's atmosphere or somewhere else in space, or in an industrial process or something like that. So that's what you do with molecular spectroscopy. You can identify which molecules are present by looking at the spectrum.
Okay, so this is probably a good place to stop, and we'll stop here now and go on. Next time I want to talk more about chemical bonds in molecules. Thank you.